Welcome to Private Club Radio, your weekly source for industry education, news and discussion. Broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, ladies and gentlemen, here is your host, Gabriel Aloisi.
Hey, hey, welcome to another edition of Private Club Radio, now part of the Golf Radio Network. Yes, we just launched that this month. The new website is up, golfradionetwork.com. Go check it out and please share it with your friends. Going to be bringing you some exciting shows this summer. So that is some super exciting news. Hope your week is off to a good start here. And we are in full swing in summertime. So most of our clubs up north are right in the midst of their season. I hope it's going well for you. And I'm sure you're starting to get your ducks in a row for 4th of July coming up here. That's one of my favorite holidays, actually. Probably Christmas. Used to say that was number one. I might say nowadays that 4th of July is number one. It's just so fun. Get out there, have a barbecue. My club puts on a beautiful $20,000 fireworks display. They shut down the first fairway and they have all sorts of games and kind of carnival-like atmosphere for the kids. It's really a special holiday for us here in Tampa, and I'm sure it is around the country. Super funny story about, I think it was 2 4th of July's ago. We're out there and the fireworks are due to go off around 9 o'clock, and right at about 8:55, they start singing the national anthem and everyone gathers. They do it over the driving range and there's all sorts of beach chairs set up and people are really excited for these fireworks that are about to go off. So there's a DJ booth and there's everyone gathered around. And right at 9 o'clock, right before the first firework lifts off, what happens? Yeah, the sprinkler system goes off. Could you imagine? Hundreds of members got soaked. I was luckily probably about 50 yards away from where it happened. So I just kind of took it all in, but it was really a disaster. And looking back, a very funny moment, but at the time, not cool. So I'm sure there has probably been a committee formed to make sure that all the ducks are in a row when the 9 o'clock strikes and make sure that the sprinkler systems are turned off and not hosing down the members. All right. So today's show is going to be a little bit different, actually. I'm going to bring on a friend of mine, Naeem Hamdar. He's the executive vice president of Card Connect. He's here in the Florida office, and I do some consulting for this business. So I'm going to tell you right up front, I have a vested interest in what we are about to talk about on today's episode. But the reason I'm doing this is because I really feel that Naeem and the Card Connect platform is so needed in the private club industry, and here's why. There's really three major benefits to this platform. And we always hear why clubs don't want to take credit cards, right? Because of the fees. Well, Naeem's platform, the Card Connect platform, can save on those fees, make it really, really affordable to take credit cards. Not only that, but it's going to make your system incredibly secure. You've heard about the Target breach that happened a while back. This solves that. So it completely covers your club and membership from any sort of data breach when it comes to credit cards. And then the other thing it does, which is really cool, is that it's a fully integrated system. There's nothing else like it on the market. So it streamlines your payment processes, and the same payments that are being taken at the pool can be taken by the accounting department, can be used at your POS system. So it's an awesome system. It's one I truly believe in, and I wouldn't bring him on this show and talk to you about this if it weren't something I thought was incredibly valuable and something that the club industry seems to be missing out on. Now, there's going to be an opportunity at the end of Naeem's interview. We're going to give you a link where you can actually go and see if this system is right for you. And I encourage you to do that because, again, I think you will really be blown away by what Naeem and Card Connect have to offer. So without further ado, I'm going to bring Naeem onto the show. My guest today is Naeem Hamdar. He's the executive vice president of Card Connect Florida. He has a pretty incredible solution that I think managers out there and boards of directors will be interested in hearing. Naeem, welcome to Private Club Radio.
Hey, Gabe. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's awesome to have you, man. So first question for you is, I'd love to hear just a little history of Card Connect and how you've been helping businesses for so many years out there.
Card Connect has been around since 2006. Card Connect was created with the vision of technology right from the start. You know, one of the things that I think makes Card Connect a little bit different and special is they have always anticipated, okay, what's coming around the corner? And let's develop our product to cater to that need. You know, most companies out there, most merchant service companies, it's all about, okay, let me just sell this and go on and sell the next.
Right.
You know, our focus here at the office has always been customer service, and that really aligns with Card Connect as a whole, their vision.
Yeah. So I'd love to talk about some more ways that, you know, credit card processors can help clubs out there. So there's pretty much three ways, if I can understand it. One is that your process is a little bit more secure. Secondly, that you're really a fully integrated system, whereas people can make mobile payments, process checks even, process credit cards, use a terminal, use a POS system. And then also you've got something called interchange optimization. So I want to hit all three of these and tell people why the Card Connect solution is so great and why they should at least consider having you guys on. Let's start off with that first one, which is security. Why is security such a big concern right now? And what is Card Connect doing to really ease some of those concerns?
Well, security at this day and age, you know, is huge. And the reason that it's huge, if you think about it, you know, when people go to rob you, they're no longer coming to you and taking your cash, right? They're stealing your data. That's the new bank robberies, right? And the easiest way to do that is to tap into card processors. So if somebody can come in and take all of the data for all of the credit cards out of your system and essentially sell that on a black market or go run those cards, you know, they have millions of dollars worth of information. So the more that you could protect that, the better. Our solution, you know, is a patented solution, and it's one of a kind. You know, many of these large breaches like the Targets and, you know, many other out in the marketplace, you know, those would not have occurred with our system. Now, the breach would have occurred, but the data that they've got would be useless. Because what happens on our system is, you know, we essentially sit outside of the point of sale. So as the transaction comes in to your point of sale or whatever device you're processing off of, it's got to go through our terminal. And our terminal encrypts that data and actually tokenizes it, gives it a large token. And that token stays in your system all the way until it gets into our data bank, right? And actually, even when it gets into our data bank, we can encrypt it ourselves, but we don't because we can use that token to process. So essentially, if there's malware or anything sitting inside of your system and they take that data, they can't really do anything with it.
So if I'm understanding it right, basically when you're storing credit card information, let's say it's a member's credit card information to bill them each month for their dues, rather than storing the actual card, you're storing something called a token, or basically it's the equivalent of a card without the actual card numbers attached to it.
That's exactly right. And that token is only recognized in our system. Yeah. So if you take that token outside of the system and try to process, it doesn't work.
So essentially it would avoid that target scenario we saw a few years
Correct.
Back. Yeah, that's pretty Correct. Awesome. That's pretty awesome. Now, of course, the next concern that people have is, you know, running credit cards is going to start costing me money, right? There's all these fees associated with it. You know, there's interchange fees, there's this fee, there's statement fees, there's all these fees. How do you guys solve that for folks?
So we solve it. I mean, yes, it is a convenience fee, right? To get your money faster is the name of the game. It depends on what type of business you're in. In a retail environment, people demand it, right? I know myself, I never go to a retail operation with cash.
Yeah, or I want the points. I want the points.
Yeah, I mean, you want the points, but additionally, it's a convenience. Like, I don't want to be limited to the amount of cash that I have in my pocket, right? Nor do I want to be exposed that I have a certain amount sure. of cash so I could get robbed.
Yeah, right. You right? don't want to pull out the wad.
Yeah, if somebody comes out and says, yeah. hey, give me your money.
Yeah.
I say, all I have is my cards. You can have my cards and I'm going to cancel them as soon as you leave.
Yeah.
Right. So it's a convenience thing and it's definitely based on demand. Customers demand. I know I do. I know most millennials nowadays do. No, none of them carry cash.
Right.
So, you know, I think it's important in that environment. What we do in a B2B environment, you know, to get your money faster is sometimes worth a little bit of extra fees mm-hmm. in order to get it faster.
Sure.
However, we go above and beyond by optimizing interchange. So what that means on a high level is we make the transaction more secure and we feed more data to it in order to get the best possible qualification.
So when a credit card company is charging a fee, they're charging a fee based on the credit worthiness, or not so much credit worthiness, but the fact that this is going to be not a fraudulent transaction. That's really where it's the risk that they're taking.
Correct.
And you're
correct.
Minimizing that risk.
So the more that you can essentially make the transaction less risky, mm-hmm. right, the better pricing that you're going to have. And you know, it could be along the lines of, you know, adding a purchase order or, you know, giving the transaction more of a profile, mm-hmm. right? The more profile that you give a particular transaction, the better off you are in terms of rates.
Sure.
But the other thing that we do is also in our system, you can add a convenience fee, right? So there's a particular section
so you could add
in our system.
2% or whatever.
Yeah, you
is
could add 2%.
Avoid that.
Mm-hmm. But we also...
And people will probably still pay that because they still want to get their points.
Correct.
So
correct.
A lot of times you see that with other businesses where they're actually wanting, oh yeah, well, you know, give me the 2%.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And we actually have a suite of products that, you know, we add in order to make just life easy in general. We have automatic billing where if you have a certain amount that you're billing each customer, you know, that has value.
Sure.
That has value. And it takes away from your administrative duties.
Right.
You know, so yes, you may be spending a little bit on transaction, mm-hmm. but you're saving a lot more money in other places.
So much in time, and that's super valuable
yeah,
as well.
And also ACH.
Right.
Right. So we accept checks. So mm-hmm. you could run a check in our system just like you would a credit card.
Right. So
and that
you actually
is
give the people
minimal.
The choice. They can run either use a check or their credit card. And you said the charge is minimal. It's like 35 cents or something.
Correct.
Yeah. So if
correct.
You want to process a check for 35 cents, to me, like I'm a business owner, Naeem. So when I get a stack of checks, my day is to go through them on Friday and I stamp all the checks. I have to enter them all into QuickBooks. I've got to generate the deposit slip. I've got to take that deposit slip with the checks down to the bank. And it's, you know, it probably takes, it's not a ton of time, but it's an hour of my day that could have been saved if I could just take a check in your system, just log in, boom, hit the button, and I don't have to deal with all that work. So I really think that's a huge time saving that far outweighs the minimal fee.
Yeah, and I mean, think about the security aspect of something.
Right.
You know, I mean, if you lose a check, what happens?
Sure.
You're gonna go back to your customer and say, hey.
Yeah, I've had to do that. I've lost checks before,
yeah,
it's true.
Well, too bad, tough luck.
Right, and right. They can't tell you that the check's in the mail either.
Yeah, I mean it's there's a level of convenience mm-hmm. and a level of security.
Right,
right. You know, I think anybody who's looked at credit cards at the beginning has always said, "Well, I don't know about the fees."
Right,
but as soon as they get into the business and they see that, wow, this is extremely convenient. Mm-hmm. Right, it's saving a lot of time. You find ways to cut cost, or you increase a minimal amount to make
right.
up for it. I mean,
right.
we're talking about 1.5-2% mm-hmm. of
yeah.
the transaction.
Right. And that's because of the security. So, I mean, there's lots of credit card processors that out there, or things like PayPal, and people are really getting charged huge, you know,
oh, yeah.
considerably
oh,
much larger fees than you guys are charging. So on average, what's the cost savings that you guys are able to do with these new security features and things that you can add?
I mean,
add?
It depends on what environment. In a retail environment, it's probably anywhere from 20-30%.
Wow. You know, that's considerable.
Yeah, I mean, it is considerable. But where it makes total sense is in a B2B environment.
Sure.
We sometimes save as high as 1%.
Wow. So 1% on transactions, that's huge.
Yeah. So, I mean, if somebody's paying 3%, now yeah. they're paying 2%.
Right.
So essentially that's a pretty significant
right.
amount.
Totally. And yeah, and that makes it that much more appealing, I would think, to businesses and in our case here, clubs out there that are looking to start adding that as a as a service.
So let me ask, so clubs right now, you know, are most of them using credit cards to process?
There's a lot of clubs that don't. There's a lot of clubs that don't. Yeah.
How are millennials getting in there and running, like buying stuff? Like how does that happen?
Yeah,
because I mean, all of our studies on millennials show that they're not, like they just don't carry cash. They don't even know what cash is, some of them.
Yeah. Well, you know, they have a member account, so everything goes onto the account. Then at the end of the month, generate a statement, and then you got to write a check back to the club. So it's not convenient, that's for sure.
Yeah. So it is time consuming. Mm-hmm. So does that deter some of the millennials?
I would have to think it would, for sure. It would deter me, absolutely, because it's just, you know, my life's running a mile a minute. So
yeah.
Yep. Totally.
I'm just curious because it's, you've seen every business adapt to this type of model. But
yeah.
It's just crazy. Clubs have not.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you, Naeem. That's why I wanted to have you on the show today. Now, you know, being able to take checks and cards and do payments that are reoccurring, that's just awesome that you can do that all in one. There's some other things that you guys have wrapped up, a bunch of other features that you can do all in one, like mobile payments. You have really what you call the first fully integrated solution. Can you tell folks about that?
Yeah. So again, I mean, the way that Card Connect was designed is with the customer in mind and sort of anticipate, okay, what's coming, right? So our system, our gateway includes, you know, processing through your typical credit card terminal or point of sale. We have a virtual terminal that somebody can use. But let's say the electric is out, you know, at a club, and you need to run transactions. What do you do?
Mm-hmm.
In this old scenario, you know, you would pull out one of those.
The knuckle buster?
You know, the knuckle buster, exactly, with the paper and swipe the card and then rerun it later, right? So with our system, all you do is just pull out your phone.
Mm-hmm.
If you have service on your phone, you can process.
Right.
And it all communicates mm-hmm. together. It communicates with the virtual terminal. It communicates with the standalone terminal.
Right.
Everything communicates, and it's real-time data,
mm-hmm.
right? So let's say you have a number of clubs. You have 100 clubs throughout the country. And you want to see, okay, at this hour, what is this club doing? Like, let's say it's 2:00 in the afternoon and you're doing some analytics in the home office.
Right.
You can literally go to each club and see, okay, what are the sales as of right this minute?
Mm. Wow.
And it'll show you like all the capture transactions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really cool when it comes to analyzing your business.
Yeah. You can see when the periods are that you maybe need to put more staff or whatever.
Or run specials.
Yep. Yep.
To get people in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love that. Love that for sure. So what do you think makes it your company so better able to anticipate some of those needs? What's in your culture that does that?
I mean, I think the culture, it's a young culture. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody at Card Connect, you know, like Patrick Shanahan, for example, the chief operating officer, 33 years old. Mm-hmm. I mean, very young guy, very intelligent.
Forward thinking, it sounds like.
Forward thinking. Jeff Shanahan, the CEO, who's, you know, Brian's brother.
Sure.
Brian's completely out of the picture now. But Jeff Shanahan, you know, totally forward thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the staff, you know, it's the Apple kind of visionaries mm-hmm. within this space.
Yeah.
Right. And it's continuously thinking, okay, how can we better have focus when dealing with our customers?
Sure.
Right. And it's very niche-y, mm-hmm. right? So our focus is not a million different things. Our focus is just B2B.
Right.
Let's just do that well and, you know, let's own it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love it. Now, does it take a lot to get started or is it a huge hassle to switch over if I'm already using, you know, maybe my bank system or something like that? Is it a big deal to switch over to you guys?
I would say we switch people every single day. And it's probably one of the easiest things to do,
mm-hmm.
right? Basically, here's how it goes, right? A customer gets referred to us or a customer calls us and says, hey, I want a rate review. They send us a statement. As soon as we get the statement, we have probably a 24 to 48 hour maximum turnaround mm-hmm. where we analyze every bit of the statement
yep.
to see, okay, where are your rates qualifying?
Mm-hmm.
and how can we get them to better qualify?
Yep.
And in addition to that, where can we shave off some of the fat,
yeah,
right? In order to get you that pricing. But like I said, pricing is not the end all be all.
Sure, it's also convenience too.
Right, it's about, okay, what are the things that you're looking for as a business?
Yeah.
Right? So we then have a consultation with you, which takes typically about an hour. Understand all the fundamentals of your business and do the application. The mm-hmm. application is a virtual application. You mm-hmm. give me all of your stuff. We plug it into our app, send it out for you to e-sign it. You e-sign it, 24, 48 hours later, you have an account.
So technically in a week or so, you could make this happen.
Less than a week.
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody came to us today at, 10 o'clock in the morning and said, hey, this is urgent, I need an account.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have it to you by the end of the day.
Wow, that's pretty incredible.
Yeah, we work pretty quick.
Yeah, wow. Is there just one good example out there or something that comes to mind of where you made a huge impact on a company or they were just, shredding money out there with their,
yeah,
with their
stuff? Yeah, so we had a bakery who's in a B2B environment, right? This bakery sells, I'm not going to get into who it is, but this bakery sells goods to health food stores all over the country. When we came in to them, they were processing with a bank. I'm not going to mention
one of
bank.
The big boys, or,
yeah,
or
one of the
like
huge
local
boys.
Banks.
Yeah, okay. Yep. Yeah, one of the big banks.
Mm-hmm.
We went in there, analyzed their rate, and they were actually at a pretty good rate. They were interchange in a tenth of a percent.
Wow.
Interchange is actually cost, mm-hmm. and a tenth of a percent mm-hmm. is where they were marking up now. They were doing $600,000 a month,
mm-hmm.
right? So, I mean, it's a decent,
yeah.
It's not huge volume, but it's a decent size volume,
okay.
right? We were able to go in there, give them the same exact rate that they're currently getting and save them $6,500.
Wow. How'd you save them the $6,500 if they're getting the same rate?
So we saved the $6,500 by adding data to the transaction mm-hmm. in order to get the cost lower.
Wow.
Now, what people don't understand about costs in this industry is it's constant. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't change from company to company.
Yeah,
interchange is interchange. It's basically regulated,
mm-hmm.
right? It does not change. So when we're able to go in and optimize their rates, it means that we're taking what used to qualify at a particular interchange level and getting it to qualify at a better level.
Right.
Right. So when you do that, you're essentially reducing cost.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's pretty impactful.
And the funny thing is, the way these people were running transactions, they had their transactions, their customers in a notebook.
Oh my goodness.
Right. They had their customers in a notebook. They had the name, the business name, the name on the card, card number, and expiration date. And they had this written down. Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Right. So, I mean, imagine the security breach.
Yeah, right.
Imagine if that employee just decided, you know what?
It's scary.
Forget this place. I'm going to go sell right. all of this information.
Right. Yeah.
A manager pissed them off or right. something happened.
Mm-hmm.
They take that information, sell it on the black market. Now, you know what? You know who's liable?
They are.
Yeah, they're liable.
It's scary.
So we were able to take all that data, enter it in our system.
Mm-hmm.
So now they have a system that they go to, they do a search for the customer,
mm-hmm.
they pull up the customer. If there's multiple cards on file for the customer, you choose the card that you want.
Yep.
It's actually tokenized. So the only thing that you identify is the last four
digits.
You choose that card, you choose where to ship, you choose, I mean, it's all wow. automated. It's.
And you saved them basically 80 grand a year. What could a company do with 80 grand?
We saved them a lot more than that.
Really?
We saved them a lot more than that because the amount of time that it took them to process
oh,
these.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, they had three people processing transactions
mm-hmm.
three times a week for 3 hours.
Wow.
At a time.
So let's say
those were not
$15 an hour like, employees. I'm going to try to do the math. Those 15 times three, that's basically 45 hours of $45 per employee. And you're saying that's a daily thing that they were doing?
No, 3 days a week.
3 days a week?
3 days a week.
Yeah, so that's another $135 a week you're saving them right there too.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it worked out to be a lot more than that. I think their employees were getting paid pretty well.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Because it was management level.
That was a conservative
level.
Estimate.
Yeah,
it oh, was management.
Because
scary.
Of the data.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Right, because of the data.
So probably close to 100 grand, it sounds like, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was close to there. And it took them actually, you know, to process transaction.
Mm-hmm.
We brought it down to, I think at one point it was like 15 minutes a day.
Yeah.
For 3 days a week.
That's considerable. I
mean, considerably low because...
And one person instead of
because,
three.
Because, yeah, you're not having to enter, look in a notebook.
Right.
Look for the information. Yeah. There's like no special way that they had it in there. You look for the information, enter the card number. If you entered it wrong, it's not going to go through. You got to re-enter it.
Right. And that takes time too. I just came across that situation at a club. They're putting it in Excel format. Then they're running it on a terminal on their desk and then they're deleting it out of the Excel. But then if at any point the data wasn't entered right, you got a problem and it was a mess. So
yeah,
it sounds like it could solve a lot of messes for clubs out there. Now, your company also just went public. So let's talk about that.
Yeah. So the company went public last year. You know, it's, I guess where the company is going, we kind of, they needed the public offering mm-hmm. in order to support the technological advancements that they're doing.
Right.
I mean, the company was valued at close to $500 million and it's incrementally increasing year mm-hmm. by year.
Yeah.
I think it's for us here, we don't notice it,
mm-hmm.
Because we still operate just as usual because we're a regional office.
Mm-hmm.
But at the corporate level, I mean, it has definitely changed.
Yeah. Well, just to let folks know that it's not just a few guys sitting in their basement coming up with this stuff. There's a serious corporation out there.
You know, it's 250 employees.
Yeah. Wow. So you got the support behind it. How's your customer service? What's that like?
Oh, it's excellent. You know, so the way that customer service works for our office, at least, is that there's three levels of customer service. When I talk to clients, you know, I tell them, me and my staff here are your first level of support.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to get you on the phone if they call.
They're going to get us on the phone, right? We're your first level of support.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't pick up or if we're busy or if there's anything, then it rolls over into the corporate office. Mm-hmm. If the corporate office is busy, then it rolls over to First Data or TSYS, whichever platform
mm-hmm.
we're running on. So you have support 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Right. Well, that's huge because that's the worst thing. Like I was literally on a phone call for 3 hours with Microsoft yesterday, and that was hellacious. So it's right at the top of my mind that having good customer service, that's in itself invaluable. And I can attest because you guys are my credit card processor that is the case. Now, Naeem was kind enough to build out a little portal for us so that if you, as a club, would like to see if Naeem Solutions is right for you, you can easily just enter your information there. It'll get right to Naeem. And if you want to take the extra step further, you can actually even upload a credit card statement and Naeem will do a review for you at absolutely no charge and see where he can save you some money, make you a little bit more secure, and just make your life a lot easier. If you'd like to take that step, the website portal is privateclubradio.com/CC. CC for Card Connect, CC for credit card, however you want to think about that, but privateclubradio.com/CC. I highly recommend that you do that. It saved me and my customers a lot of money and a lot of time and totally worth it. Naeem, thank you so much for coming on Private Club Radio. It was a pleasure to have you on.
Awesome. Thanks, Gabe.
Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Private Club Radio. Hope you go out and crush it this week. If there's anything I can do to help support you, just let me know. Drop me a line over at privateclubradio.com. While you're there, why not go vote for the next episode? Always taking suggestions on what people want to hear because I want to deliver a show of value for you. That's at privateclubradio.com/vote or on our mobile app. Whether you have an iPhone or an Android, just go over to your app store of choice and download the Private Club Radio app. I'll see you back here next week. And until then, here's to your membership success.
Private Club Radio is brought to you by the Private Club Agency, the premier marketing and consulting firm dedicated to helping clubs increase and retain their membership. Visit privateclubagency.com to learn more.